It is Women's Month here in South Africa, and this morning we are joined by Letu Musa, who is the founder and director of Structive 8 Impact, which is a communications and digital engagement agency based in Rosebank. Letu Musa, now that you have brought the grace to us, telling us how you handle the no, how you handle failure, and how you've handled evolving as a woman in the business industry, moving from corporate to having your own business, tell us, what is a communications and digital engagement agency?
So we have the great, I love what I do. We have the great job of bringing worlds closer together,
yes.
Right? What you'll often have is someone that is at A and someone that is at Z at the end of the alphabet. And we just bring in all the other different letters so that they can come closer together and actually understand each other. That's in essence what we do. We work mostly in the non-NPO space. So with your with folks that actually don't earn a profit, but are doing different projects and programs that empower communities, that do education and all that. And we help them share what they're doing so that folks from the public can actually come through and give their support.
Okay.
We make things make sense.
Okay, so you're like a middleman between the community and the actual NPO.
Yes.
You bring them
together. And we bring them together.
Wow.
Through our work.
So a listener who wants to do what you're doing, where do they start?
Are you saying from a communications point of
yes.
view?
Yes.
Okay. One thing that's key in our field is to read a lot. You need to actually try and to learn more about a lot of things. So
yes.
One thing that we've had to master is to know a little bit about everything. Because it's important if someone comes to you and they want to chat about something, you're like, I don't know anything about that. How are you going to communicate it?
Yes.
So we spend a lot of time reading, watching videos, creating content, so that when we have to now do the same for our clients, we know how to have it framed. So it's very important that you aren't focused on one sector, one area. You watch your news. You read what folks are saying. You actually engage with the content that's out there. And that's a key component of communications.
As a woman going into an industry, the communications industry, specifically speaking to gender stereotyping, did you experience any difficulty?
Not in this in the sense that one would think. I think the challenge I had, because there's not many black-owned agencies,
okay.
Not many women-owned agencies. If you do find any, it's more white male. And that's just how it is. That's the space that's been in. And
yes.
If you are a woman, you're not really like a leader type. You're there to actually have this stuff done. So when I'm coming in and I'm offering it, I felt that I was second-guessed by people that are like, can you do it? Because we often see these type of people do it. And when they do it very well.
Yes.
We're not sure what you can do. So I spent quite a lot of time, and I still do, having to prove that we can do the work.
And how do you do that?
So we write stories. We will work with someone on something, and we'll write that story out, and we'll tell that story. The power of how to sell your product or your service to people is to share the story of what you've done for someone else and how it helped them. Stories are what will help us actually get people to convert.
I like that. Share the story. It's time for me to say goodbye already. Radio time always puts us in a box. We always have so much to speak about. But as a woman in this industry, as a woman in South Africa, what inspires you and what message do you have for women that are listening this morning?
So I'm inspired by change. I'm inspired by what is there for us to take.
Yes.
I'm not really inspired by history. There I learn, but when I see all that is changing in the world in terms of technology, in terms of industries, in terms of what we have around us, for me, I want to get into that. And I really want to encourage women to not be scared to try something new that they don't know. It's in that newness. It's in that process of change, that you'll evolve and you'll see yourself coming through in a new way. And that's really something that if I tell anyone to do something and they ask me, no, how do I start? I'm like, start, just be brave, go ahead and go into it. So those are the words that I would leave with women. Don't think too much about it. Sometimes your thoughts can slow you down.
Yes.
Show courage, go into it, and you'll see how it goes from there.
Start, just start. Those are the words from Letu Musa, the founder and director of Structive 8 Impact, a communications and digital engagement agency. Letu Musa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so
may
much,
God
Andre.
Continue to bless you. May he continue to sustain you, and may your business grow in favor.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you.